You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, we have a kōrero that Rachel had with Nam-based DJ Pretty Girl. This was backstage after her set at Laneway. Let's check it out now.
Well, not quite fresh from the stage. You've had a little bit of time to cool down or heat up, perhaps. I feel like it just keeps getting hotter in the sun here.
Yeah, it actually has been. I've been chilling. I had some really good food.
Nice. What did you eat?
I ate some pie. Oh, no, some comfy mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
That was great. Oh, my God, it was so good.
Yum. The food has been very good here. We had we had cacio e pepe for lunch. I was like, this is so bougie to have, like, flash pasta at the music festival. It was a very nice vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a really cool day. I feel like the energy's been really up. Your set was fantastic, and we were chatting about how hard people were dancing in the heat of the midday sun. How did it feel for you?
I was pretty surprised to see how much everybody was into it. So I was really happy for that. And it also was just, it's so exciting to be here playing live for the first time as well. So it was all just really exciting.
When you go somewhere brand new, do you have an idea about what is, you know, going to await you? Do you know who likes your music, who listens to your music, or do you just sort of feel like you're stepping slightly into the unknown?
Oh, I go in completely raw. I have no idea, like, what the vibes are like. I did have one thought today, though. Like, in terms of the crowd here in New Zealand is, like, because you guys love bass music so much and you love, like, garage so much. There's a song in my set where I usually lose the crowd a little bit because the rhythm just, it's not housey anymore. And I was like, oh, I'm going to lose them. And then I was like, wait, I'm in New Zealand. I'm not going to lose them. They love this shit.
And did they go hard for it?
Yeah, they loved it.
Nice. So
But usually in terms of the crowd size, I just expect no one to come. And then when people come, I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
It's a nice surprise.
Yeah.
Well, it was a really good little crowd you had there. And I think also there's such a nice attitude out there today. People just are really here to have a nice time.
100%. You can really feel that. Like Shelley and I, like my manager and I were commenting when we came in about how good the crowd is.
And young as well, which is awesome to see too. It's nice to see a music festival that's like really got a staunch group of like young people who are ready to come from the gates being opened all the way through to the end of the night.
And I think you need that for festivals. Like, you do, it is good to have an older crowd because they're generally a bit more respectful, but then you also need the younger crowd to, like, you know, bring the energy. And it's just cool to see young people like so interested in music.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When you're thinking about a festival set, what goes into the curation process for you? How do you kind of think about it and what it is you're trying to create?
When I play live, I actually have one set that I've just been developing basically for my whole career.
That's so cool.
Yeah, like I just kind of, like, every time a festival or like a run of headline shows is coming up, I'll just edit it slightly so it kind of develops with me.
Yeah.
But I definitely think about, like, at what point I'll be playing, like, how the energy level should be at each point. And then just some, like for example, I play a edit of, not an edit, like I play a song and then I play like the Good Vibrations a cappella on top of it.
Yeah, nice.
And that for festivals is great because if people don't know my discography, at least they'll recognize that and be like, sick.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And when you are kind of bringing your own music into that mix as well, I can imagine different artists have different approaches to that.
Mm.
Do you ever feel like any anxiety or excitement about bringing your own sounds into what is oftentimes at a music festival, people are just wandering, they're drifting and they grab, you know, what catches their attention.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about that, or do you just go hard with, you know, putting what feels right in there?
I try not to care about it. I think that it's really easy as an artist to get sucked into thinking about what other people want and thinking about like his edits are really huge right now, and I love an edit as much as the next person, but I think that's sort of symptomatic of just wanting to constantly please the crowd.
Yeah.
And like, I think that the artists that I've always looked up to are never artists that care.
Yes.
You know, like I was actually watching a Rick Rubin video the other day that said, like, if you're not making music for yourself, then you're just never going to make good music.
And you're not going to have fun doing it either. No, you're just going to lose yourself in it. Yeah.
And I would rather, like, maybe not have, like, you know, all these TikTokable hands in their edit moments, but also I would rather play a set that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Because I think that... And that's just all I really want to do.
Totally. And then at the end of the day, you can walk away knowing that you felt really good about what you did.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If it really resonates with people, then that's such an awesome feeling because you're like, 100%. No, I backed myself for that. And yeah. It was a good, yeah, really good space to be in.
It doesn't always resonate with people, that's for sure. But yeah. It does make it so good when it does resonate. You know?
Totally.
I think I'm at the point now where I'm like, I don't care. I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Yeah, that's a good point to be at. When you are making music, what's your process generally like? Where do you start with a track?
I'll normally start with melodies. Like I'll normally start with writing, like I have just like a bank of little melodies that I'm working on. And I use the Ableton Push and kind of just press buttons. And then normally I'll go in with percussion, with the bass line and vocals coming last.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's sort of the way that, because the percussions decide the energy and then I think the bass line dictates the emotion.
Totally.
And then the vocals are always last. Yeah.
And when you bring in the vocal as well, do you... Once you've kind of created that soundscape for yourself, do you know quite clearly what it's going to be, or is it still kind of a loose feeling for you?
Yeah, even then, that's still, I just let it happen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I find it really hard to like intentionally write lyrics, if that makes sense. I'll just loop a section of the song and just sing melodies like in gibberish until something clicks.
The Simlish technique, I like that.
Yeah, no, it's really, really helpful.
Yeah,
although
totally.
Sometimes, like, for example, like one of the songs I played today, Higher, that I actually thought of the melody and the lyrics like on the dance floor when I was at Glastonbury.
Oh, fab.
It just came to me and I was like, I've got to write that one down. And then, so I sort of built the song around that. So that's sometimes like there's little bits that, usually I have like a bank of lyrics written.
Yeah.
And then I'll sort of sub them into whatever I'm making.
I quite like the idea of sneaking out to the back of the set and just like singing into your phone.
I've got a voice memo of it.
Nice. That's so fantastic.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to for the rest of the night now that you can just actually enjoy yourself? What's high on the list for you?
I really am so keen to go back to the hotel and not talk to anyone.
There's just
been a lot of yapping and a lot of like meeting people, and I'm just feeling like I'm trying to be more in touch with my like introverted side as of recently, and I think it's really easy for me to like perform a lot and then I end up crashing and I'm like, I can't speak to anyone for 3 weeks.
You got to know your limit and you got to know when you're ready to go to bed and have a rest and watch some terrible TV, you know?
Oh, 100. I'm so excited.
Yeah, big time. Well, I hope you get a good rest in this evening, and thanks for a fantastic dance this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for being there.
No worries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.